Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹好。
Let's open our Bible.
请弟兄姐妹把圣经打开。
Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 to 5.
约书亚书的六章，我们是还是翻到刚刚念过的1到5节。约书亚书六章1到5节。
Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. We'll read it first in English and then in Mandarin.
我们先用英文，再用中文念。
I'm using the King James, by the way. I just heard you're using the NIV, right?
那牧师念那个朱弟兄念的是那个旧式的那个英文圣经里的。
Okay.Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hands Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty man of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day,Ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him.
约书亚书六章一到五节，耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。耶和华晓谕约书亚说：“看啊，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手中。你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前。到第七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。”他们吹的脚声拖长，你们听见脚声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。
Okay. Let's keep our Bible open and pray.
那我们把圣经的栏打开，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord in heaven, I thank you for this chance for me to preach here.
天父，真是感谢您让我有机会在这里跟大家分享。
Please give me wisdom so I use your words.
求你给我智慧，让我能够用你的话来。
And not my own words.
不是我自己的话。
And use your words to touch all of us.
用你的话来摸到我们每一个人。
So we may learn something from it.
所以我们可以从中学到一些。
Thank you for this prayer.
让我们感谢祷告。
This I pray in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 6 tells us about the conquest of Jericho.
约书亚书的第六章告诉我们是如何来占领这个耶利哥的城。
The Israelites just crossed the Jordan River.
以色列人才刚刚过了约旦河。
And by crossing this river,
在那个过这个河的时候，
the Israelites arrived in the promised land.
他们就来到了这个被允许的地。
The land of Canaan.
这个迦南地。
The Lord has promised this land to Abraham.
神已经允许了这块地给亚伯拉罕。
The father of the Israelites.
是以色列人的父。
They arrived in the land of milk and honey.
他们在到了这块有牛奶和蜂蜜的地。
But there were a couple of problems they had to deal with.
但是呢，他们先要解决一些问题。
Before they can inhabit this land.
在他们能够继承这块地的之前。
There were other people living in this land.
有别的人住在这块地上。
These people were worshipping other gods.
那些人呢，是敬拜别的神的。
False gods.
是那些伪装的神。
Gods made by man.
那些是人造的神。
They were not worshipping the real God.
他们并不是那个敬拜真神。
The Lord who created the heavens and the earth.
那个创造了天地的真神。
Instead of worshiping the Creator,
以代替他们是崇拜这个创造者。
They worship their own creations.
他们反而是崇拜他们自己所制造的神。
The Lord knew that if He let these people live,
神知道如果让这些人住在那里的话。
They will have a bad influence on the Israelites.
他们会对以色列人有不好的影响。
His people.
他的人。
So the Lord wants to wipe them out.
神要把这些人从那里消灭掉。
And after crossing the Jordan River,
在过了约旦河以后，
Jericho was the first city the Israelites had to conquer.
耶利哥是以色列人第一个要占领的地。
And with this battle,
从这个战争当中，
The Israelites had more spiritual lessons to learn.
在以色列人在那个灵性上有很多的功课要学。
The title of this sermon is Another Spiritual Battle.
那这一段经文的那个主题呢，就是另一个那个灵性上的一个战争。
There are three main points here.
这有三点重要的观点。
The power of the Lord.
神的大能。
The promise of the Lord.
神的应许。
And the plan of the Lord.
神的计划。
In English, we use three P's.
在英文里面用三个P。
Let's go to the first main point.
那我们开始讲这第一个重点。
The power of the Lord. 神的大能。We're closed.
所有的城门都关紧了。
This is a reaction to something they have heard.
那是对他们所听说的事的反应。
They knew the Israelites were coming.
他们知道以色列人要来了。
That is not the scariest part.
这并不是害怕的地方。
The scariest part is Yahweh, the Lord of the Israelites.
最害怕的是那个以色列人的主。
Is coming with them.
是跟以色列人一起来的。
Many Gentile people heard of this God.
那些人听说过这个神。
In Exodus, the Lord said,
他们就是听说，
I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee.
那就是出埃及记里面所提到的，凡你所到的地方，我要使那里的众民在你面前惊骇扰乱，又要使你一切仇敌转背逃跑。
In Joshua chapter 2, we can see that the Lord has done what he said.
在约书亚书的二章九节里面说到了神是如何做的。
Two men were sent out by Joshua to spy. They were in Jericho.
那两个人呢，那就是从那个耶利哥的城送出来要来探测。
A woman they've met there named Rahab told the spies this.
一个妇人叫Rahab 的，就告诉这些那个来探测的人。
I know that the Lord had given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you.
那这个妇人就说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都化。
So how scared were the inhabitants of Jericho?
这是那些耶利哥的人是多么的惊慌呢？
They closed the gates.
他们把那个城门都关了。
No one could go out.
没有人可以出来。
No one could come in.
也没有人可以进得去。
They knew that the Lord of the Israelites,
他们知道以色列人的王，以色列人的神，
is a God they ought to fear.
是那个是他们所惧怕的神。
We Christians know that the Lord loves us.
我们基督徒知道神爱我们。
We know He is a Lord with compassion.
我们知道他是有怜悯的神。
Should we Christians fear the Lord?
我们基督徒应该害怕神吗？惧怕神吗？
On many occasions,
在很多时候，
the Bible tells us to fear the Lord.
圣经告诉我们要惧怕神。
to be afraid of the Lord.
要惧怕敬畏神。
But God loves us so much.
但是神爱是多么的爱我们。
Why do we need to fear the Lord?
我们为什么要敬畏他呢？
Because God is a God of righteousness.
因为神是真理的神。
He hates sin.
他憎恨恶罪恶。
And we are sinners.
而我们都是有罪的人。
All of us.
我们全部的人。
We like to sin.
我们常常不自觉的就有罪了。对。
And sometimes, just for that moment.
但有时候就在那个时候。
It can really feel good to sin.
有时候就是犯罪你也觉得好像感觉还不错嘛。
You know it's not good.
你知道是不对的。
But you do it anyway.
但是你还是做了。
And if we do not fear the Lord.
如果我们不敬畏神的话。
We'll sin even more than we do now.
我们就会犯更多的错。
This is how we are.
这就是我们这样的人。
Some people say.
有些人说。
No, the Bible doesn't tell us to be afraid of God.
圣经不应该告诉没有告诉我们说要敬畏神啊。
The Bible tells us to revere him.
圣经告诉我们要崇敬尊敬他尊崇他。
Or to respect him.
或者是尊敬他。
The Bible doesn't tell us to be afraid of God.
他并没有说要我们怕他。
But the Bible does tell us to be afraid of God.
其实圣经是告诉我们要怕神的。
Of course, it's not the same as being afraid of a bear or some kind of creature.
并不是说你害怕像害怕那些野生动物这样的害怕。
God is more frightening than any creature.
那神是比那些其所有的生物都更有那个威力。
But he is also more lovable than any creature. At the same time.
但是他是比任何其他的生物更有那个爱心的。
My daughter is 3 years old now.
女儿是三岁。
She once said, "When Lord Jesus comes back, I want to hug him."
她说如果耶稣回来的话，我要抱抱拥抱他。
Like a teddy bear, you know?
就好像那个一个大的那个泰迪熊。
When people say it's just respect or revere,
如果人们只是说尊敬和尊崇的话
，but it doesn't mean that you have to be afraid of the Lord.
并没有说你要惧怕他，敬畏他。
Then it's kind of like you're diminishing the power of the word of the Lord.
那就好像你在削减这个威力。
It's a wrong teaching.
这是不对的那个教法。
The verse has a powerful message.
那神的话是有强有力的那个信息给我们的。
Fear the Lord, be afraid of the Lord.
要敬畏神，要惧怕神。
But some say, nah, that fear doesn't mean we have to be afraid of the Lord.
这个有的人就说，那这并不是说我们就要害怕神啊。
It means we have to respect the Lord.
说我们应该要那个尊敬神。
But what is respect? What does respect mean?
那尊敬告诉我们什么呢？
Nowadays, when you're trying to bring someone to Christ,
那现在呢？现在的时候，如果你要带人到主面前的话，
Some will say yes to the Lord.
那些人会说，好啊。
Thank God for that.
他们会感谢主。
But there are other people who will say.
那也有一些人会说
Well, you know, I respect you and you respect me.
他说我尊敬你，你也这就说遵从我的意思。
Let's keep it that way, okay?
那我们就这样子保持这样的关系。
With other words, I'm not going to listen to you.
那这私底下的那个意思就是说，我才不想听你的话呢。
Don't come to me with that Jesus stuff.
不要再来跟我讲那个耶稣的这些事情。
I'm not going to believe in Jesus, and you should respect that.
我不想相信神是耶稣基督，所以你应该遵从我的那个意思。
The problem with respect is.
那这个只有尊敬的话，就是这个问题就来了。
It doesn't have to lead to obedience.
那只是尊敬你的话呢，我就不会说顺服你。
Respect does not motivate us to do God's will.
那只有尊敬的话，我们并不会激发我们要顺服神，做以神的旨意来行。
But fear, being afraid of the Lord, does motivate us to do God's will.
如果我们惧怕神，我们敬畏他的话，就会激发我们来照他的行。
There's a verse in Matthew chapter 10 which says,
在马太福音的那个的十章的二十八节说，
And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
马太福音的十章二十八节告诉我们，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
What does this verse say?
那这节经文告诉我们什么呢？
Jesus is talking to his disciples here.
这里呢，耶稣告诉他的那个使徒们。
He's giving them instructions before he sends them out to spread the gospel.
他在送他们出去那个传道的时候，这之前呢，先给他们的那个指示。
The word fear is used twice here.
在这个字那个害怕这个字在这里用了两次。
In the NIV Bible, it says be afraid. So
那在那个现代的书里面，它是用 be afraid， 就是恐怕、惧怕、害怕这样子。
But I'm using the King James. So what does fear mean here?
那这个fear 在这里是意思是什么呢？
It doesn't mean revere.
那并不是说尊崇。
We already don't revere the ones who can only kill the body.
我们不尊崇那些只能杀掉身体的人。
We already don't respect them either.
我们也不尊敬他们。
But we could be afraid of them.
但是我们会害怕他们。
Because they might kill us.
因为他们也许会杀掉我们。
And in this passage, Jesus tells his disciples that they don't have to fear them as well.
那个耶稣在这里告诉他的使徒们说，不要害怕这些人。
Jesus says, don't fear the people, but fear the Lord.
那耶稣告诉我们说，不用惧怕这些人，但是呢，要敬畏神。
Don't be afraid of the people, but be only afraid of the Lord.
不用害怕这些人，但是呢，你要惧怕神。
If you fear the people, you'll do what they tell you to do.
因为如果你怕这些人的话，你就会那个照他们想要你做的去做了。
You won't do what the Lord tells you to do.
那你就不会照着神所告诉你做的做。
But if you fear the Lord,
但是如果你敬畏神的话，
you'll do what He tells you to do.
你就会照神所告诉你的去做。
No matter what other people are saying,
不管别的人说什么，
no matter what or how other people are thinking of you,
那不管别的人是怎么想你的，
you can say that the fear for the Lord cancels all the other fears.
那敬畏神的话呢，你对其他一切的惧怕就都没有了。
Fear the Lord.
所以要敬畏神。
Don't fear people.
所以不要那些惧怕那些人。
Don't be afraid of people.
不要害怕那些人。
But be only afraid of the Lord.
你要惧怕神。
Not because of what he wants to do. He wants to save us all.
因为他要那个拯救我们所有的人。
But we should fear him because of what he is able to do.
我们要敬畏他，因为是他所能做的那些。
We should be afraid of him because of his power.
我们要敬畏他，因为他的大能。
The Lord has the power to cast someone into hell.
神有他的那个能力、权柄来那个烂那些人到地狱去。
But once saved is always saved.
但是如果你被得救了，你就永远是得救了。
Although the Lord will not condemn us, the Christians, to hell.
神不会将我们这些基督徒那个送到地狱去。
We should know that we should not mess with the Lord.
但是我们知道我们不能对神乱来。
We should not mess with someone who has such great power.
我们不能对这一个有这么强大那个能力的全力的人来乱来。
We should not only respect our Lord.
我们不是只有尊敬他。
We also have to revere him.
我们要尊崇他。
And even be afraid of him.
甚至要敬畏他。
We pay our taxes.
我们都有付税。
Because we don't want the IRS to come after us.
因为我们不要那个国税局来查访我们。
We brush our teeth.
我们每天刷牙。
Because we are afraid of the dentist.
因为我们怕害怕看牙医。
And we obey our parents.
因为我们顺服我们的父母。
Because they will punish us otherwise.
那不然他们就会惩罚我们。
We are afraid of certain consequences.
我们对某一些后果来害，我害怕某些后果。
So we do not dare to do the wrong things.
所以我们有时候甚至做了错的事情。
We will sin less.
我们会那个的，就是犯少少的，更少的罪。
Because we fear the Lord.
因为我们敬畏神。
So our fear for the Lord is not a bad thing.
所以呢，那个敬畏神是不是一件坏事啊？
It motivates us to do the things we should do.
它激发我们来做我们应该做的事情。
And it prevents us from doing the wrong things.
防止我们做错误的事情。
And of course, our service for the Lord.
当然，我们服侍神。
Should be something we do because we love the Lord.
应该成为是因为我们爱主，我们才去做的这些事情。
But we must not forget.
我们不能忘记。
That the one we are serving.
那我们服侍的人。
Is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们所服侍的是王中之王，那个万神之神。
And love in some cases.
爱在有些时候。
It's just not enough to make us do something we should do.
并不，就是还不足够让我们做一些事情。
Let's take a husband and a wife for example.
就像那个夫妻来说。
A husband loves his wife.
那个先生爱这个太太。
But he might not want to wash the dishes for her.
但是他并不一定会喜欢那个帮他做洗碗啊。
But if the husband is afraid of the wife.
但是如果这个先生是怕太太的话。
He'll do anything for her, right?
他就会那个做任何事情啦。
Yeah, some ladies are. Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
那我们这些在座的妇女们，这都有这个想法是。
I'm not the guy in the example, okay?
他说我并不是那个例子里面的人。
Yeah, of course, I'll wash the dishes.
Yeah, 当然我会洗碗啦。
But that's because I love my wife, you know. I'm not afraid of her.
我不是真的很害怕她。
If we fear the Lord when we're serving Him,
但是如果我们敬畏神的话，我们就服侍。
We'll do a better job.
我们在服侍的时候就会做更好的工作。
Because we know the Lord is watching us always.
因为我们知道神都时时在看着我们。
Even in the little things we do.
甚至一些小小的事情。
In the first part, we saw the power of the Lord.
说这里我们就看到了神的大能。
We know that we should fear the Lord.
我们知道我们要敬畏他。
That fear will cause us to try to become better Christians.
因为敬畏，所以呢，让我们要做一个更好的基督徒。
But besides that fear,
但除了这个敬畏
there's another motivation.For being a better Christian.
那还有一个更好的一个理由来激发我们做一个更好的基督徒。
The promises of the Lord.
神所给我们的应许。
In verse 2, the Lord said to Joshua.
在那个二节里面，那个神对约书亚说。
I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty man of valor.
那看了、我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手中了。
The Lord promises Joshua three things here.
那个神那个对耶稣亚做了三个应许。
The city of Jericho.
那个耶利哥城。
The king of the city.
那那个城的王。
And a mighty man of it.
还有那个大能的勇士。
These will fall into the hands of Joshua.
这些呢就到了那个耶稣亚的手中。
But let's focus on the words I have given.
那我们来看看那些经文里面的。
In King James is I have given, But in the NIV is I have delivered, right?
那在那个旧版那个圣经当中是说我给了你们，那这里新版里面是说我送给了你们。
In both cases, it's the perfect tense.
那在这两个里面都是讲了已经，就是实现时，现在实现时。Yeah.
It's already done.
就已经做成了的。
The Lord has already given the victory to Joshua.
这神已经将这个胜利给了约书亚。
The Lord has done his part.
神已经做了他的部分的工作。
Joshua only needs to go to Jericho.
约书亚只需要到那个耶利哥城。
And grab the victory.
来丰收这个胜利。
It's just as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
In the Bible, the Lord has made us many promises.
在圣经里面，神给了我们很多应允。
Peace, joy, a long life.
那和平，喜乐。
With other words, blessings in this life, earthly blessings.
在这个里面呢，就是神所赐我们的福。
But there are also heavenly rewards, crowns.
那还有就是所天上加冕的那个冠冕。
All these things are waiting for us.
这所有这些呢，都在等待我们。
When we serve our Lord,
在我们为服侍神的时候
，we do not do it just because we love or fear Him.
我们不是只是爱或者是那个敬畏他。
We also do it because we know the Lord will reward us.
因为我们这样做时，我们知道我们会得到神的更多的加赏。
We must hold on to the promises of the Lord.
我们要抓住那个神所给我们的应允。
I have a daughter.
我有个女儿。
Like I said, she's three years old.
三岁。
Sometimes she can eat really slowly.
有时候她吃饭非常非常的慢。
So what my wife and I do?
那太太和我就这样子做。
Is trying to get our daughter eat faster.
所以我们为了让她吃快一点。
And we do that by making her promises.
所以呢，我们就应许她一些事情。
Come on, eat faster.
快点，快点吃。
There's a dessert waiting for you.
你吃完就可以有甜点吃啦。
And with the promises the Lord has made to us.
那对神所给我们的应允。
He's trying to stimulate us.
他也想要激发我们。
So we serve him better.
所以我们会做得更好。
Come on, work harder.
努力工作吧。
There's a crown waiting for you.
那有一个冠冕在等着你呢。
In the first two parts, we could see the power of the Lord.
所以在前面两部分，我们所以看到了神的大能。
And we could see that the Lord has made promises.
我们看到神所给我们的应许。
The Lord is responsible for the fulfillment of the promises He made to us.
神是有责任来实现他所对我们做的应许。
But we have to do our part as well.
但是我们也要做我们自己应尽的那一份。
We have to claim the promises.
我们要去接受应许的。
We cannot just sit and wait.
我们没办法只是坐在那边等。
Before we can receive the promises,
在我们能够得到这个应许的时候
，We have to reach for them.
我们要去得到它。
In receiving the salvation, that was an easy one.
接受只是一个救赎，所以是容易的部分。
Just say yes to Jesus, and you're saved.
那你只要对神说，好，你就被得救了。
This was a gift, a present.
这是个礼物，神所赐的礼物。
But regarding the other promises.
但是其他的应许。
Those require some action on our part.
但是那些是需要你有所行动的。
We have to do something.
我们必须要做一些事情。
In order to receive a crown.
才能够得到这样子的冠冕。
We have to do something.
我们必须要做一些事情。
In order to receive some more blessings.
才能够得到更多的赐福。
If Joshua did not lead the Israelites.
如果约书亚没有带以色列人
to conquer Jericho,
来占领耶利哥的话
then Joshua could not gain the victory.
那约书亚就没有办法得到这个胜利。
The Lord has made a promise to Joshua.
神已经对约书亚有了应许。
But Joshua has to do his own part as well.
那约书亚也必须要做他的这一部分。
And not only that.
并不只是这样。
On the seventh day, if Joshua led his people.
如果在那个第七日，那个约书亚那些带着这些人。
To march around the city of Jericho.
在那个在耶利哥城的周围走。
Six times instead of seven times.
如果只走了六次，而不是七次的话。
The Israelites would not gain victory.
那以色列人就没有得到这个胜利。
Because they did not do entirely what God has ordered them to do.
因为他们没有遵照神所要求他们做的。
On the other hand.
另外。
If they marched eight times around the city.
如果他们走了那个围城走了八次的话。
Instead of seven times.
而不是七次。
Just to be sure, no?
只是为了要证明。
What would have happened?
那会发生什么呢？
Well, they did not do exactly what God has ordered them to do.
他们也并没有完全遵照神要求他们做的。
In this case, the Israelites would not gain victory as well.
那在这样的话呢，以色列人也没有得到胜利。
God said they have to do that seven times.
神说你们要走七次。
Seven in the Bible is a special number.
七在圣经里面是个特别的数字。
It is the number of perfection.
是一个完美的一个数字。
If God says seven times,
如果神说七次的话，
the Israelites had to follow the exact instructions of the Lord.
以色列人就必须要照神的话，完全遵照他的指示来做。
Seven priests, seven trumpets, seven days, and on the seventh day, seven times.
七个祭司，七个号角，要走七次，在七天。
God has a plan.
神有他的计划。
And we have to stick to that plan.
我们必须要遵照那个计划行。
We have to follow his instructions.
我们必须要照着他的指示来行。
He showed us a way to victory.
他已经为我们指了胜利的路。
We only have to follow that path.
我们只要照着那条路走。
Don't go astray.
不要走偏了。
The Lord is giving the Israelites an opportunity to learn something here.
那神让这些以色列人有一个机会来学习一个功课。
What can they learn from this?
他们能从中学到什么呢？
First, this is a lesson in faith.
那第一呢，是一个那个信心的一个功课。
Having faith in the Lord.
对神有信心。
The city of Jericho had two walls.
那个耶利哥城有两个城墙。
Two thick walls.
两个非常厚的城墙。
The walls were so thick, even people can live in it.
那个城墙是多么的厚呢？中间甚至可以住人的。
The woman Rahab mentioned in chapter 2 in this chapter was living in one of the walls.
那在这个约书亚书二章里面所讲到这个妇人Rahab 她可以甚至住在那个里面。
With the weapons the Israelites had at that moment,
在那些武器那些以色列人当时所有的。
They were not able to penetrate the walls.
那些武器并不能穿过那个城墙。
They had to rely on the Lord.
他们要依靠神。
The Lord told them to march around the city for 7 days.
那神告诉他们要围绕城走七天。
Maybe on the third day there was an Israelite.
那如果到了第三天呢，是以色列人想。
Was thinking, what are we doing here?
那他们会想说，我们在干什么啊？
We already did this for 3 days in a row.
我们已经走了这样照着做了三天了。
I don't see any result.
我并没有看到什么结果啊。
If the Israelites did not stand firm,
如果以色列人没有那个坚持的话，
at that time, if they did not hold on to God's instructions,
如果那个时候他们没有完全遵照神所给的旨意行的话，
the victory won't be theirs.
那些胜利就不会是他们的。
But they did hold on to God's instructions.
但是他们真正是遵照神所说的做了。
And they did that by faith.
他们是按着信心来做的。
And what about the battle plan?
那些战争的计划呢？
If Joshua showed this battle plan to any general,
如果约书亚把这样子的计划，征战的计划给那些将军看的话，
Joshua would be left in the face.
约书亚就会被笑。
In fact, anyone with a common sense.
那甚至所有那些有常识的人
would laugh Joshua in the face.
也会笑约书亚。
This is no battle plan.
这个可不是个战争计划。
All the marching around the city.
只是围城走吗？
Blowing the trumpets.
而吹号角而已吗？
And shouting.
只是喊叫吗？
You cannot conquer a city with this.
你可不能占领一个城用这种方式来。
It's impossible. It's crazy.
那简直是不可能的，简直是有毛病的。
Although it seemed so useless.
看起来是没用的。
The Israelites followed the instructions they've been given.
但是以色列人却照着他们所给的指示做。
Maybe the Israelites were a bit ashamed.
也许以色列人会有一些内疚。
Many people were watching them.
然后很多人都看着他们。
The people in Jericho saw what they did.
耶利哥的人呢，看着他们这样做。
The Israelites could have been laughed at by the people in Jericho while they were marching around the city.
也许这些以色列人在围城走的时候，在耶利哥城里面的人也许在笑他们。
This is another lesson the Israelites had to learn.
这是以色列人要学的一个功课。
Obedience, obey the Lord.
顺服对神，顺服。
No matter what other people think of you.
不管别人怎么想你。
No matter what you think of yourself.
不管你自己是怎么想的。
This is what the Lord has commanded.
这是神所命令你做的。
So this is what we have to do.
那就是我们所要做的。
Just follow His instructions.
只是遵照他所给的指示。
This is something we have to learn as well.
这也是我们所要学的功课。
Sometimes we Christians will be laughed at.
有些时候我们基督徒也会被人笑。
Huh? Do you still believe in Jesus?
你还相信神吗？
We are living in the modern times, man.
我们现在住在现代社会当中啊。
The Bible is nothing more but a book with fairy tales.
那圣经只是告诉了一些神话。
You should believe in our science, man.
你应该要相信科学。
That's the future.
那是给你未来。
But science cannot prove the Bible wrong.
但是科学并不能证明圣经是错误的。
The Bible is still 100% accurate.
那圣经到目前为止还是100%的正确的。
And it still stands today.
今天还是一样。
When we are doing God's work,
在我们为神工作的时候，
there might be some people who laugh at us.
那也许那些人会笑我们。
But we must not give up.
我们并不能放弃。
We must stand firm.
我们必须要坚持。
We must hold on to the word of the Lord.
我们必须要遵照神的话。
And we have to do that by faith.
然后呢，我们要以信心来做这些事情。
Many people know IKEA, right?
很多人知道 IKEA 这个的店。
They sell furniture.
他们卖家具。
But when you buy the furniture,
当你买家具的时候，
you have to build it yourself.
你必须要自己来搭起来。
It's a do-it-yourself kit.
是你自己自动要自己要做的才能装起来。
When you open the box, you'll see an instruction booklet.
当你打开盒子的时候，你又看到一个指示说明书。
There was a time a couple of guys bought a table there.
那有一次呢，有几个人就买了一个桌子。
And you know what they say?
你知道他们说什么吗？
Real men don't read manuals.
他说真正的男人是不用看这些说明书的。
So they started to build.
所以他们就开始搭建这个桌。
Without reading the manual, the instructions.
在没有念这个说明书的情况下。
But when the project was almost finished,
在快要做成功的时候，
they started to notice that they still have some parts left.
他们就看到说，哇，已经快要做完了，还是有一些部件没有装上去。
And when they tried to put the thing upright,
那他们想要在那个完成的时候
，it collapsed.
啊，那个桌子就那个塌了。
Again, I'm not one of those guys, okay?
是要告诉那个说明一下，不是，我不是其中这个人。
Well, this would be a good moment to read the instruction booklet, right?
那这个就是必须要念这个说明书的时候。
IKEA is the creator of the table they have bought.
那 IKEA 公司是那个设计这些桌子的这些家具的。
IKEA gave them the instructions.
那 IKEA 给他们说明书。
So they know what to do to get the best result.
所以呢，你照着说明书就可以做到最好。
The Lord is our creator.
那神是创造我们的。
And in the Bible, the Lord tells us, has given us our instructions.
那神在圣经里面给了我们做人的那个指引。
So that we know what to do to get the best out of our lives.
所以呢，我们就知道，在我们的人生当中，我们是如何能够做到更好。
In this passage, we saw the power of the Lord.
在这个里面呢，我们看到了神的那个大能。
The Lord loves us.
神爱我们。
But we know we have to fear the Lord as well.
我们知道我们必须要敬畏他。
When we are doing God's work,
在我们为神做工的时候
，we don't have to fear people or the world.
我们不需要对人或者周围的世界害怕。
We only have to fear the Lord.
我们只要敬畏神。
We also know that the Lord has made promises to us.
而且我们知道神对我们做了很多应许。
To encourage us to serve him better.
要鼓励我们能够做得更好。
This passage also tells us.
这个经文也告诉我们。
That we have to stick to the plan of the Lord.
我们必须要照着神所给我们的那个计划来行。
We should follow his instructions.
我们必须要照他的旨意来行。
And when we look at these three points,
在我们看这个三点的时候
we can see that the Lord has already taken care of all the preparations.
我们看到神已经对所有这些预备工作已经做好了。
He let the Gentiles know how powerful he was.
他让这些原居民知道说他是多么的 有能力。
Before the Israelites arrived.
在那个以色列人来之前就让他们知道了。
He gave the victory to Joshua before the battle has even started.
他已经给那个约书亚这个胜利的那个能允许。
He already had a battle plan.
他已经有这个那个战争的那个计划。
Joshua only had to follow his instructions.
约书亚只要遵照他的那个旨意行。
God has taken care of the preparations himself.
那神只要做的他自己的那个准备的部分。
Before he sends his people.
他在送他的人出来之前。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
This is our situation as well.
这也是对我们来说是有用的。
As Christian, we will have our difficulties.
作为基督徒，我们也会常常碰到困难。
We will encounter challenges.
我们会碰到一些那个有挑战性的事。
We will have many spiritual battles.
我们要那个打很多灵性上的仗。
Remember, when we are doing God's work,
在我们为神做工的时候，请记得。
The Lord has already done the most difficult and painful part.
神已经做了为我们做了最难最痛苦的部分了。
The Lord was humiliated for us.
神是为我们而那个谦卑的。
The Lord suffered for us and he died for us on the cross.
神为我们受罪，他甚至为我们而死。
And the Lord rose from the dead for us.
他为我们而起死回生。
Compared to what the Lord has done,
对神所对那个神所为我主为我们所做的
，The part we have to do is peanuts.
那给而我们所要做的真是少少的了。
We only have to tell the people what the Lord has done.
我们只要告诉人们，那个主是做了什么
，Why he did it.
他为什么这样做
，And for whom he did it.
他是为谁而做的这些。
Perhaps you may already know the things I've told you today.
也许一些事情你已经，那我今天讲这些你已经知道了。
But many people have a lot of knowledge.
那很多人虽然有很多知识。
But there is a lack of action.
但是呢，却没有行动。
And that's the biggest problem.
那是最大的问题。
Can you imagine that Joshua says?
你能想象那个约书亚说
？Lord, I hear you.
神啊，我主啊，我听到你说的。
And I understand you.
我也懂你说的。
But I'm kind of busy this week.
但是我很忙现在。
Let's invade Jericho next week, okay?
那我们下个礼拜再来占领那个耶利哥吧。
That's not the answer the Lord wants to hear.
这不是主要听到的。
That answer does not lead to any victory.
那这样子的那个就不会那个得到胜利。
In Dutch, we have a proverb.
那这样子的我们以前我们有预言家。
Uitstel leidt tot afstel. Postponement leads to cancellation.
啊，他就是说，如果说你一个延迟的话，你就那个会就是不会再去做了。
If you don't do it today,
如果你今天不做的话
you might not do it tomorrow either.
你也许明天也不会去做。
And if you don't do it tomorrow,
如果你明天不做的话
you might not do it at all.
也许你以后一定完全不会去做。
Someday the Lord might give you a chance to conquer your Jericho.
也许某一天那个神会给你一个指示，让你来那个占领你的那个耶利哥。
And maybe some of you have fought that battle already.
也许你们当中有些人已经为此而战过了。
If that's the case, don't just sit and lean back and do nothing.
如果那是这样的话呢，请千万不要那个推迟行动。
There might be more Jerichos for you to conquer.
也许有更多的耶利哥城在那里要你占领。
The Lord had already prepared many blessings for us.
神已经为我们准备了很多祝福。
For you and for me.
为你为我。
Look into the Bible.
请看那个圣经。
And try to find the promises of the Lord.
你可以看请看到那个发现神所给我们的应许。
Then you'll know what the promises the Lord has made.
那你就知道说神所给我们的应许是什么。
Then you'll know how to claim the promises.
那你就知道如何去得到这些应许。
This is a leap year.
这就是我们要知道的。这个是今年是那个闰年。
This year has 366 days.
那今年就有366天。
And the extra day still has yet to come.
那有一个那个就是多的一天。
That means that we have an extra day.
那就知道我们这一年有多一天。
To earn more blessings and more crowns.
那你就知道说我们有多一天来得到那个神的祝福和我们的那个加冕。
Many people expect this to be a difficult year.
那很多人说今年会是个困难的年。
Many will lose their jobs.
也许有些人会失去工作。
Many will get into trouble.
也许有些人会有一些麻烦。
There are even people who think this year will be the end of the world.
那也有些人说今年可能是那个世界末日。
We cannot rely on what people say.
我们可不能看着听着别人说什么就相信了。
But what we can rely on is what the Lord says.
但是呢，我们是完全可以信靠神所说的。
We can count on Him.
我们可以那个数算他。
He has made us promises.
他已经给我们的应许。
But we have to reach for the promises.
但是我们要做我们应尽的份来得到这些应许。
Look for these promises in the Bible.
请在圣经里面寻找这些应许。
Our victory is in the Lord's hand.
我们的胜利在神的手中。
So make every spiritual battle count.
所以呢，在我们灵性上的每一个战争，你都要那个努力做好准备。
Grab every victory.
来得到每一个胜利。
Let's start today.
让我们开始今天。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢您，就是为我们所做的。
Thank you for the Bible, your word.
感谢你所给我们的话。
We know that we have to fear you.
我们知道我们要敬畏你。
We know that you made us many promises in the Bible.
我们知道你在圣经里面已经给我们做了很多应许。
And we thank you for that.
我们为此感谢。
Help us, dear Lord.
天父啊，请帮助我们。
Give us wisdom.
给我们智慧。
Give us strength.
给我们力量。
So we can obtain, gain the victories.
所以我们能够有能力得到这些胜利。
Help us to become victorious Christians.
让我们成为一个成功的基督徒。
So our lives may give you the glory.
所以我们的生命能够荣耀你的。
Thank you for this prayer.
让我们感谢祷告。
This is a prayer in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.